Are you ready? He's back. He's better. And he's got something to say. You've tuned in for your daily inspiration. Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
Welcome to the I've Got Something to Say podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is brand new, in case you guys didn't know. I am on video. This is like truly a blessing. This is actually a plan coming to pass, prayers coming to pass, something that I, had envisioned happening, months ago. And, I started off with the audio, with just audio only. And, I always was like, I'm going to eventually go into the video route and start recording these both ways. So I'm still going to produce audio versions of this, but I'm also going to do some video as well. But, this is me stepping out on faith and conquering my fears, which I'm always talking about. In my podcast is in the different episodes and everything like that. So I am excited. Thank you all for watching. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for everyone who's been listening and subscribing and sharing these episodes, man. It does my heart good to hear that it's helping somebody. My goal when I started this was just to start with one episode at a time, and help one person at a time. And so, I've been blessed to kind of see that happen, and I'm still learning all of this. So y'all bear with me and, grow with me and everything. But just getting into the podcast for today, is something that I've always kind of like preached. And I've always listened to other people preach, and they always say it and they always talk about it. But, you know, I say this all the time, there's a very huge difference when you have to live what you preach, right? And when you have to live and endure what you preach to others for yourself, it hit different. it hit different, way different. Because it's real easy to talk than it is to actually do it. One of the things that I had to learn very early or late, is how to endure pain. And we talk about it all the time, you know, preachers or, you know, teachers, or even if you're not in the church, like motivation speakers talk about enduring pain to get to a certain level, or enduring struggles or afflictions to get to a next level, or, you know, they always use that word next level. I have no idea where it started. but like it's so common be said, but it's very hard to live. And I had to learn that there is growth in pain. And so I was thinking about where I was, a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. Well, now it'll be about 2 years, and where I am now. And the things that I endured or that I went through 2 years ago, and how that helped me, to be better, a better person now. I talked about this in the first episode, that about 2 years ago, I dealt with some pretty bad, deep, dark depression. I would sleep in a chair, in my basement. And I'm a big guy, as you can see. I'm tall, I'm a big guy. But I would curl up in a ball in like a sphere in this chair, and that's how I would sleep. I would cry myself to sleep. I didn't want the lights on. It was just real bad. My son hardly ever saw me. And I just knew in my mind that one day he was going to come downstairs and see his dad either hung up or dead from an overdose or whatever. And I wish I had for you all like this magical remedy for how I endured that, right? Or how I got out of that. But the only thing that I can honestly say that it was Jesus Christ who carried me through that pain. But it is in that pain that I learned a valuable lesson about God. And I learned a valuable lesson about how sometimes God will use trauma. He will use things that are going on in relationships. He will use things that goes on in friendships. He'll even use things that you're going on with him, right? If you believe in you could talk about this all day. There is no worse feeling than believing God for something and he doesn't do it. Like that is the utmost pain. Like I would propose that I could endure more pain from my family, right? Cause like I understand, like it may take me a long time to get over that pain, but like I can deal with that, you know, like I can heal from that because I can understand that my brothers are flesh and blood just like me, right? And I can deal with even if, you know, your child acts up in school, right? Or they get in trouble or anything like that, right? You can deal, you get over that. It hurts, but you can get over it. But it's nothing but when you feel disappointed by God, and I'm using that because that's how you really feel. And I know we come up with fancy phrases to say God never disappoints, right? Or God, you know, he never lets you down, right? I'm going to be honest. There are some days in my life where I felt like God let me down, right? I felt days where, I felt like he left me hanging. And I know that may not necessarily flow with what they teach about faith, but the fact is that's how I felt. Like I felt like God let me down at times, and that, you know, I had the faith. I went to the conference. I went to this retreat. I went to the church services, and I heard the sermons that God was going to turn it around for me. And I had faith. I believed. I turned around. I jumped up and down. I did the lap. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no rhythm, but I tried to dance a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a hopper. I praise hop. You know what I'm saying? I jump up and down because I don't got no rhythm to move my feet. But I did all of that, right? I thought I believed, I had the faith, and then you get denied for the loan, or you know, you get denied by the job, or you don't get the job, or you don't get the car that you want, right? And you have to endure that, right? And now, of course, I know that it was meant for my good. I mean, it's easy for me to say now, man, this was meant for me to be better. But when I am in the moment, when I am dealing with it at the time, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like God disappointed you. He let you down, man. Your faith was in vain and all that kind of stuff. My point in saying that is that God uses those moments, that pain, that emotion, that feeling to grow you as a person. Yes, he wants to grow you as a child of God and grow you in your faith and all this kind of stuff. But moreover, sometimes he uses things just to make you a better human being. And yes, it increases your faith, but sometimes he teaches you in those moments, like, no, you do have to work on your credit. No, you do have to work on yourself. No, you gotta improve your character, or you gotta work on those things that, you struggle with, right? Before you move to this next point, right? And then sometimes, man, he uses it to grow your faith in him, to show that even though you were denied the job, I still kept you through it all, right? I'll say this. there was the in the Bible, it talks about a lot of times the woman with the issue of blood. And whenever it talks about the woman with the issue of blood, the first thing that we say is how much of the miracle of her touching the hem of his garment and her immediately being healed. But to me, there's also another miracle. The woman went 12 years, y'all. She endured her hemorrhage, constantly bleeding, never getting better. Like, every doctor, no priest, no minister, no temple could help her get better. Like, she endured that for 12 years. That in and of itself is a miracle, man. You enduring that pain, that struggle, is God's grace, is God's mercy helping you, and it's showing you that he's more than just a genie in a bottle, right? He's trying to grow your faith, right? Yes, he's trying to grow you. He wants to grow you in your personality, your character, but then he also, yes, he does want to grow you in your faith in him. Her enduring, like, think about it. Would her faith in Jesus, that he could heal her, be there if God stopped her hemorrhage in year one or year two? Her faith was so strong in year 12 that she had no other choice but to believe God was going to do it. When she heard about Jesus, she had no other choice but to believe. She said it within herself. Man, I know. If I can even just touch his garment, his clothes, bro, I'm going to be healed. I know it. That faith would not have been there if God healed her in year six, in 6 months, instead of year 12, right? I say all that to say that God uses pain to help mature us and help grow us as people and as children of God. There's and the premise of all of this comes from just, there's a scripture in the Bible, and it says in Exodus, and I want to make sure that I read this right for y'all, man. It says in Exodus 1, chapter 12, it says, "But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel." In other words, the more the Egyptians would put pain and suffering on Israel, the more Israel grew, the more they became fruitful, the more they became stronger people in God. They became mightier, stronger. They started multiplying even more, which is if you think about it, like, it's uncommon to think that you would grow in pain. They were in pain. They were being afflicted. But God still blessed them to grow in it. I'm saying this to you because what I endured and what I was going through increased my faith, It made me a better dad. It made me a better person. It showed me what forgiveness was. It showed me who God was. Like, people used to say all the time, like, God is good. And sometimes I would question, like, why? Like, why are you saying this? But, like, now I know why he's good. Not necessarily because I have all the money, because I don't. Not necessarily because everything is going right. Not because I have everything that I want or everything that I desire. But, like, I know him as a comforter. I know him as peace. I know him as a waymaker. I know him now deeper than I ever knew him before. Like, I know what it is now to be a man because of what I endured 2 years ago. I know what it means now to put away some money now. I know what it means now to cut my own grass every single day to make, I mean, not every single day, but every week. Like, I know what it means now to stay on top of my responsibility to make sure that my son is taken care of. I am 3 times a better dad. I am 3 times more invested into my son than I was 2 years ago when I was going through the worst time of my life. God used that time to grow me, man, to make me better. And God uses pain. He's going to use your pain, your struggles, man. He's going to use that grind to make you a better man, woman, and child of God. And it sucks right now. I know it does. I know that pain, man, it feels like it's not going away. I know you don't see the end. I know, man, I get it. I know how that feels. I know that that sucks. I know the pain of trying to overcome struggles and addictions and you trying every single day and you got to endure that pain on the inside. Like emotional pain. Somebody hitting you, like the physical of somebody hitting you, like that heals, right? You can put ice on that. You can go to the doctor to get healed from that, right? But when you are going through pain emotionally, when you are going through pain mentally and you striving trying to get through that thing, man, and nothing's adding up, money not right, family not right, you feel forsaken, God's not there, friends not there, you don't know what to do. Like, I know that sucks, but God is using it for you to grow. God is using it for you to get better. God is using it so that you can become who he wants you to be, and so that you can be the man and the woman, the dad, the mom, the friends, the cousin. He's using that, the best brother, the best sister. He's using that to make you better. And ultimately, when he makes you better, you'll be able to tell others. And you'll be able to get others through their pain. That's the purpose of all of this. Yes, I want to encourage somebody. Yes, I want to help somebody. But I want somebody else to hear something that triggers something through the pain that I went through. To get their own voice. To know that they're going to make it. Get through it. And try to help somebody else. One last scripture before I go. I talk about it all the time. I use the Bible as my source of truth. I use it as my go-to to help me figure out what I'm going through at the time and for encouragement on how to get better. This one last scripture says, 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, "But the God of all grace, the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, makes you established, it strengthens you, and it settles you." God is going to use your pain. what you endured, the bad marriage, the bad relationship, the bad friendships, the hurt by family, the hurt by jobs, the hurt by what you've gone through in life. God is going to use that to make you perfect, to make you mature. He's not saying it's going to make you dot every I and all that. No, he's saying it's going to make you grow up. He's going to establish you. Means he's going to make you steady. You're not going to waver. You're going to be strong. Strengthen you. Settle you. He's going to put you in the proper place and make you stand out. And he's going to do it by his grace. The grace that is available to all men. I don't care if you're old, young, middle-aged, woman, man, poor, black. I don't care where you are in society. Like, God's grace is for everybody, and his grace is going to get all of us through. I say all that to make this one last summary, and that is, there is serious growth in your pain. God is going to use that agony and them tears, man. God see them. He see them. He see them. He know you, your pillow wet sometimes. Man, if I wish I could show you the pillow, just the pillow being drenched, because I felt so much emotional agony every single night. I say that to say this, man. God will use that to make you better and to grow you. And that even though you're afflicted, he's still going to bless you and keep you going. I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And I thank you for all that you've done for your people. I thank you, God, because even though we're enduring some hard times, Jesus, in this world, through sickness, through ups and downs, don't know where our next money, the next paycheck is coming from. We don't know, God, what's going to happen with the next relationship. We don't know what's going to happen with the friendships, God. We don't know all of that. God, we've been stuck in the house. But God, we are trusting in you that you're going to make us better after this. And that after we get through this and after we get delivered through this, that God, you're going to bring us through. God, help us to endure these times. And as your word says, to endure hardness as a good soldier. So that, God, we can be grown, to be grown in you and to continue to grow in you. And God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, thank y'all so much for joining me. I appreciate each and every one of you. This won't be the last video. But thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. Please like, share, subscribe. Share it. Help somebody else. And hopefully it blesses you. And I can't wait to see you next week.
Make sure you subscribe to the I've Got Something to Say podcast and all your podcast streaming services.